Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Tonight's Mount Rushmore is our favorite men's basketball games in the history of the program. Regular season games. It can't be any tournament games. So that's what tonight's Mount Rushmore is going to be. Matt wanted to do cuisines, but I said no. I vetoed that.
She used her dictatorial powers again.
I didn't know we still use the word cuisine.
The hell are you talking about?
Who uses the word cuisine?
I don't know, man. I saw it on Reddit.
People that speak English? What are we talking about?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know why you guys are so offended by it. Shit.
Well, Matt, do you want to go first?
I was not offended by the use of cuisine.
Are we
at
doing
all.
Repeats or no repeats?
No repeats. I'm gonna go on the record.
I only have four, so
I was not offended by the word cuisine.
No, I was just making fun of it. I have a list of 7. So hopefully those don't.
I was literally thinking of this at practice, so
I'm gonna
I looked up the dates. Like, I have the dates and the score of the games.
Oh wow, yeah, you did way more than
so
me.
I did no research, and what I'm going to do is my typical wing it, except I'm gonna pick one from each of the four coaches. So one from Coach Ham, one from Perry Clark, which is gonna be tough, one from Frank Haith, and one from Coach L.
I have a few from L and a few from Haith.
All right, I should be winging it.
I'm going to go first because I want to take one that everyone would pick.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Duke 2013 game?
January 23rd, 2013. That's obviously on everybody's list.
Yeah, so I'm going to take that one.
I have no list, so that's an incorrect
There we go. That's the oldest one that I'm going to have.
Oh, well, I mean,
because it was hard to think of games.
I guess I'm crossing that one out. I was at that game.
It was hard to think of games outside of the last, obviously not last season, but the two seasons, like after the other two seasons. But I'm going to go with that one from 2013. Durant Scott, absolute clamp job. Oh, God.
Look, man. Look, no one told his ass to go to Waco, all right, man?
What's up, Crip? Shout out to my guy, Crip.
By the way, do you remember this before that Duke game? So that was remember Reggie Johnson was injured, and that was the first game he was back for.
Yeah. We didn't even know he was going to play till.
This is the thing, right? So they did this. So this game was on ESPN. Obviously, Dick Vitale called it. So they did this behind the scenes thing, where like they recorded him like meeting with Coach L before the game, and Coach L doing that weird thing he does, and like that vertical thing that hangs him upside down and all this stuff. And Coach L tells him that Reggie Johnson's going to play. This is way before the game. No, but they only aired this after the game. It was like a segment for SportsCenter after the game. And Dick Vitale, God love him, it's like, oh my God, that's huge news. Can I report it? And Coach L's like, no. And I'm like, no one gives a shit if we're like, we're not a bad, like, this is, you gotta keep in mind the level our basketball program was at this point. And I'm like, no one gives a shit if Reggie Johnson is playing.
It was the number one team in the country, Duke, coming in to play us. We had just entered the rankings. We were 25.
Yeah, but like no one.
And we won 90-63.
Right, but like I thought it was hilarious at the time. It still kind of is today that first Dick Vitale totally like, oh my God, Reggie Johnson's playing, like anyone outside of like Miami even knows who Reggie Johnson is. And he wants to like go out on ESPN and break into live coverage to say this. And Coach L blocks him from doing it. I'm just...
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go second.
Memories.
My first one, I'm gonna take the 2022 game against at Virginia Tech when Charlie Moore hit a buzzer beater to win it.
Ah, that was on my list.
You know what I was doing during that?
What?
It's on YouTube somewhere because we were doing Sixth Ring. We used to do it on Wednesdays. And we were live, and Jazz was in front of me on the feed, like by us. You can see this. This is on YouTube somewhere. But yeah, we were both like watching the game, and he banked it in. That was yeah, I was doing a show. We used to do Sixth Ring on Wednesdays instead of on Mondays.
So, yep, Charlie Moore buzzer beater is my first one against at Virginia Tech.
All right. For me, I mean, I could pick, like I said, I'm going to pick one from each of the coaches. I can't imagine.
I'll pick your Larry Nagle one first before Matt and I take it.
You know what? I don't have a list.
There was another coach before Larry Nagle.
So, anyway, you know what? I am a gambling man, and I don't have a list anyway, and I will wing it. So, I'm going to go chronologically. So I don't have the exact date, but this was definitely the, this would be the 98-99 season. It was in the spring of 99. This is Coach Hamilton when, so at this point, this was going into stores and beating UConn, who I think lost two games that entire year. This is back when kids stayed in college. So they had a super team and Duke had a super team.
Was this the one where we scored like 5 points in 3 seconds?
No. That team sucked. That team was terrible.
But we won that game because was it Darius Rice who scored like 5 points in 3 seconds?
Well, he scored like 43 points in that game. but this one was UConn won the championship that year. They only lost two games all year or something like that. That was the only home loss they had. And we were still coming up as a program. We had barely made the tournament, like off the bubble the previous year, and lost to UCI in the first round. And there was no way we were going to go into UConn and win that game. And we went in there and beat them. And it's still like, it's still shocking. Back then, they had super teams because no one graduated. Like, no one left early. So them and Duke were like circling. They ended up playing in the finals. That's your classic game. UConn won by two. But you look at those rosters, like NBA rosters. Richard Hamilton was their best player, but they had like NBA players coming off the bench and stuff because everyone stayed for 3 or 4 years. It was before like everyone started going straight from high school. And Duke also, it was full of NBA players, and I still can't believe we won that game. We ended up with a 2-seed, and then Brian Cardinal bounced our ass out in the second round. But
anyway. All right, Matt, what's your second one? Your first one was with your team.
I thought of one that's a little older because I was going like all 2022 and Final Four or Elite Eight and Final
but
Four.
She, season, stole, but she stole yours, so you have to go with something else.
No, I'm going to actually match her because She mentioned a half court buzzer beater. I'm gonna go with Jaquan Newton's half court buzzer beater.
I didn't know which one to do first.
Against I had that UNC.
That was half court. That was like three quarters court.
That game was such an emotional roller coaster because we let Barry shoot a wide open three to tie it.
Yeah.
And then Jaquan Newton heaved it from half court where he still could have taken like another two dribbles.
It was three quarters court. It wasn't even half court. Whatever. He was like
he could have taken two more dribbles. There was plenty of time left on the clock.
He was in range.
So UNC 2018.
That game was nuts, too.
Abubu UNC was ranked like ninth or tenth or something, too.
They were ranked ninth. They were ranked ninth. I told you, I have it written down.
That game, like, I forget, like, how many points did Abuka Zundu have in the first half? Like 20? He, like, went off and was just dominating that game. We had this huge lead, and we blew it, like you said, Melissa. We didn't cover Barry. They were up three and just had to, like, not give up a three.
I was watching that game at home by myself, screaming at my TV when Barry hit that three.
And we had built such a big lead, too, and blew it. And I'm like, we're going to hang on. Just don't let them shoot a three. And then he does. But then Quan ended it.
And then I thought DeJuan Hernandez got injured in the pile because he came up limping.
Well, that's fucking Bruce Brown hopping along on one leg and jumping in the pile.
Lonnie Walker, classic, like, tackled him to the ground.
That's a classic moment. Bruce Brown in the brace, which Matt knows how uncomfortable it is to walk in. He got his ass in there.
Shit.
That's a great one.
My next one, I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to go with a 2013 game. I'm going to go when we beat UNC at home, where LeBron and D-Wade were in the building, and Kenny Kaji had that awesome dunk from the pass from Shane off the backboard.
This is the off the backboard one.
February 9th, 2013, we won 87-61.
Is that the dunk in the picture that I got you?
You want me to go get it?
With you in the background in it? With you and Nate in the background?
Oh, hold on. Let me get it. So Vish got me a signed Kenny Kaji photo off eBay for my birthday. And oddly enough, because of where I had season tickets back then, I sat in general admission. So you can't tell it's me because it's blurred, but I'm in the picture. Hold on. Let me go get it.
Okay, to be real, look, we keep it real on the show. We're able to locate her because Nate is African-American. He's popped out with the – you could see him, and then we saw – he's blurry too, but you're like, that's definitely Nate.
And then due to the contrast
there's the first, there was the pale ghost next to him, and you know that.
I should take it out of the frame.
It's still in the frame.
But
okay, that's not the same dog then.
Oh yeah, I see you.
Wait, hold on. You're not gonna be able to see anyway, but we can still make it bigger. So Melissa's is to Kenny Kaji's right arm. You see where Duran Scott is in the background? She's like in the crowd above. You can see Duran Scott there. Hold on. He's on the court.
No, but like,
you're not going to be able to pick her out even if you're holding the picture.
That's Nate right there in the white.
Oh, I can see it now. Yeah,
that's Nate in the white. I'm right there next to him. I mean, you can't tell it's me, but I know it's me. But
you know.
You can see Nate. So Vish got me this signed photo, and I was like, Vish, I'm actually in the background. But no, this isn't the dunk, because this is when they played Duke. So this must this is when we blew them out. 90-63. Okay, you can take me off. But isn't this cool? Vish got me this for my birthday.
Awesome.
I'm actually gonna take it out of this frame and put it in a smaller frame so that I can hang it up and it'll take up less space. But very cool. And it's signed. You got Julian's right there, and you got Duran there, and Shane's over there. Good stuff. I actually meant to show this on the show, and I forgot. I'm gonna put that right there. So that UNC game will be my number two, because I'm afraid someone else is gonna take that. Because a few of the other ones I have are like ones that you guys aren't gonna pick because they're more sentimental to me than good games. All right, Vish, what's your second?
So we already talked about this. Since I'm doing one from each coach, I honestly only one. Actually, I could have picked from a couple of UConn games, but I will go with the Darius Rice. Stole the inbounds pass and hit the game winning. I mean,
who was that against? That also against UConn?
Yeah, that was also against UConn.
That was at UConn or at home?
That was at home. I was a student. I was in the student section.
What year?
That would have been... That's my senior year, 2003.
Vish's first two are UConn games.
I know, but I mean, Perry Clark did not have very many good memories. That was okay. So this is nuts, right? Because as Melissa alluded to earlier, we're down four, and instead of shooting a quick three, we spent all this time driving and laid the ball, and so the game should have been over.
But there's like 3 seconds left.
Yeah, they rushed the inbounds pass. We stole it and hit a three. But here's the thing. So one, if you look at the replay, the inbounds pass was illegal. Their guy stepped on the court to throw it. So they should just kill the play. It should have been our ball on a turnover. Second, we hit the three. There's still time left. There are cheerleaders. My roommate was on the court. My roommate was on the court. I was like, where the fuck is this guy? He's out on the court. Everyone's on the court. There's cheerleaders, bench players.
It was such a disaster. They didn't stop the game.
Like, okay, final. Yeah, no, that's not what happened. Not only did they go, because there's still time on the clock, so they don't clear the court. They actually, UConn inbounds the ball, weaves through some cheerleaders, and throws it up and misses. And then they just,
game ends.
Sure, that counts. There's like 400 people on the court, and that's how the game ended. It's bad shit. That would never happen today. They would cut. First of all, they'd stop the game. They're like, review how much time's on the clock for 10 minutes and at 0.1 seconds. But like, how that any of that allowed this did? He stepped on the court and threw it in illegally. And then their last shot, there was at least 50 people in the court jumping up and down, celebrating, cheerleaders throwing pom-poms. Like, I just – it was like the Stanford band or the Cal band on the field type of stuff. And I still don't know how they don't clear the court. Caron Butler was in the crowd, by the way, because he was on the Heat at the time for that year.
All right, Matt. What's your third? Matt, so far is Duke 2013 at UNC 2018.
I know. I'm proud of myself. I've gotten a little diversity in what I'm picking these from, but I'm going to go with one from the Elite Eight year. It was a Syracuse game. That's we were down by 20, I think, at halftime. It was like 18, 20 points. Ended up coming back and winning. Jordan Miller had like 25 and 12 or 25 and 13. Joe Girard had like, he had like 6 or 7 threes in the first half. I got to pick a game when we beat Syracuse, you know, who public enemy number one is.
Was that at Syracuse or at home?
I think that one was at home. I want to say, I think, yeah, that one was at home. Cause I remember. Yeah. Yeah. That one was at home.
My next game is also from the 2013 year when we beat Clemson to our final home game of the season, and we got to cut down the nets, winning the ACC for the first time the regular season. I was there. I have pictures of all the guys from the back because I was on the opposite side.
We've shown those pictures on the show.
Yes. So I'm gonna pick that one. That was March 9th, 2013. We beat Clemson 64-49. So I got at Virginia Tech versus UNC and versus Clemson. Matt's taking two of mine.
All right. So
you guys won't take my fourth one, so I'm not concerned about it.
Well, I unless it's from the Frank Haith era, then
quickly searches Kenny Kaji career.
It's from the Frank Haith era, but I don't think you're going to pick it because it's.
Like, I don't think so either. Because
nothing exciting happened, but I it was exciting for me. I should have. You know what I should have done? I should have picked the UNC game I got kicked out of, but I'm not going to.
Did we win that game?
No, we lost.
So you don't want to pick that.
No, I'm going to pick a win. It's fine. All right.
Speaking of wins, all right, so this is a game no one will remember. But 2006 against Florida State, beat them in Tallahassee. Game went to overtime. And I remember a few things from that game. Robert Height made a bunch of threes. I don't know what the numbers that I have in front of me. I drafted him. And then the end of the game, I think it was like tied or it was very close. We ran typical Haith fashion, the worst offensive set.
He didn't run offensive sets.
Yeah, that too. and the ball gets stuck, and Guillermo Diaz, back when before people did this, just pulled up from like the logo and hits a three at like the shot clock buzzer with like 30 seconds. I was like, oh, I guess we won now. Anyway. Anytime you beat Florida State, it's good. I had to pick a Frank Haith game. There aren't that many.
So you've got two UConn games and a Florida State game.
Yes.
Me and Matt went more ACC.
Well, I've been working chronologically through. That was an ACC game. That was 2 years after we joined the ACC.
All right, but... Matt, what's your fourth? You got Duke 2013, UNC 2018, and Syracuse during the Elite Eight year.
So can I say my – oh, no, I'll wait to say my honorable mention because there's two I was debating between.
Yeah.
Wait till I'm going to go with – because this was one of my favorite seasons to watch. Two guys that – oh. Yeah, I'll go with this one. Two guys that have had pretty good success in the NBA from Miami. I'm going to go with the Louisville game from 2017-2018, the one that went to OT. Lonnie Walker had like 25 points in that one.
Nice.
I think it was – I can't remember if it was home or not. But, yeah, no, that was a good one.
You went all ACC.
Oh, yeah, I went all ACC.
I mean, you have to go back to 2003 or something to get a Big East game, maybe four. So,
yeah, I mean, there was no way I was gonna.
So yeah, my fourth is from the Frank Haith era, March 5th, 2008. We beat BC 74-61. It was my last game as a student.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those.
After they let us go on the court and take pictures, and then Frank Haith gave us a tour of the facilities after. I found those photos, by the way, which is exciting.
Texas assistant coach Brent Kate.
Yeah, but so yeah, that I'd save that for last because like no one's gonna pick that. It's a random game, but it was my last game as a student, and my sophomore, junior, and senior year, I basically went to all of the home games. I maybe missed like two because I even drove down during winter break to go to the games during winter break. Freshman year, I didn't make as many because of other circumstances, but yeah, that was my last game as a student. I remember leaving and just like standing at the top of the steps from the student section and just kind of like taking it all in before I walked out. It was good, but then we got to go watch, see all, he showed us all the facilities, which was fun. So, and we got gifts, which if you go back to the box of crap, I read a card from Frank Haith. So yeah, so that's my fourth.
I had such a different experience because my first 2 years, 3 years, I think 2 years, and then half of the third year, yeah, we're at Miami Arena. Get on the metro, go to the empty arena, no one was there.
I mean, the arena was empty for us too, but it was a good time.
Yeah, different experience.
Honorable mention to the UNC game that year when I got kicked out, but that's a loss, so it doesn't count.
All right, my last one is from the 2014-15 season, when the boys went into Gainesville. Nice. Angel Rodriguez hit a shot at the end of the game.
That was a good game. I was at work during that game, so I was just following the game cast.
And I'm like, our new Puerto Rican point guard just walked into Gainesville and dropped a bomb on their face to win the game, man. This is good life.
So amazing. I forgot about that.
That made me so happy. First of all, obviously we hate Florida, but I don't know. I was very happy our point guard was Puerto Rican too. I was like, we just went up there and told those all lives matters motherfuckers to go fuck off and took that win. I was very, very happy with myself after that one. That was a fun one.
That was a good game. So, all right, Matt, what's your honorable mention?
Oh, I was trying to remember the year. It was it was one that I thought of when we were talking. It was either like 2016, 2017 when we played Virginia and they were ranked like third. And we beat them. Do you remember that? I just remember it being like a close game, like all game. No? On my own.
No. Let me do some so you're saying
it was second. One I thought of like while we were sitting here. I was like maybe I'm thinking of the wrong year.
Let me see.
Because it
this was at home or on the road.
It's tough for me since I don't go to the games to remember if it was home or
was it an overtime?
No, it wasn't overtime.
Okay, so it's probably not this one. Hold on.
I just remember, I think, because Davon had like a pretty big game. He had like
I think this is it. Hold on, let me pull the box.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yeah, Davon had 21. Sheldon had 11.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ivan Cruz Uceda.
Yeah, Ivan Cruz Uceda. He had a didn't he have like 20 or something or 30?
No, he only had five. But I just thought Davon the No, it was Sheldon and Davon had 21, Sheldon had 11.
Yeah, Davon, I knew Davon went off because he had
I mean, it's Virginia. We only scored 64 points, so there aren't going to be a lot of big numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it was February 22nd, 2016. They were ranked third.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Was it here or was it? Yeah, that's why. Fucking Malcolm Brogdon. That's why.
We were ranked. We were ranked 12th. God, that team was good. That Villanova team's just a fucking beast, though. That was one of those. That was like the UConn game, like in the final four. It's like, come on, we can do this. Then, like halfway through, you're like, you know what? Sometimes our team's just better than you. I remember because we had hit like a couple of threes at the end of the half of that Villanova game and cut to like six. I remember I called my brother and halftime, like, does Villanova always shoot like this? Because if they don't, we can win this game. But if this is how they shoot, then like we're screwed because they're making everything. And they shot that way all the way to cutting the Nets down in the championship game. So that answered my question. But yeah, so then
I have one more on my list. I have one more on my list that wasn't said because Matt took the Duke one and the UNC game. But the other one, well, I had seven, so it worked out well. The other one on my list is the OT win against Maryland in the 2004-05 season because that was the first Canes game I ever went to, Canes basketball game I ever went
to. That's a good one. That was also a Guillermo Diaz joint, I believe.
That was a Guillermo Diaz like masterclass.
Him, Robert Height, Anthony Harris. We had the three guard lineup rolling.
Yep, but yeah, that was my first game I went to as a student.
God, I don't even know what my first game was. Some random whatever my brother and I and our friends went to my freshman year against some like Charleston Southern, whoever was coming into my area to play us. So it wasn't a good team.
My first
I hadn't been to a bunch of basketball games that year just because I had some other stuff going on. But it was one weekend where I actually stayed on campus for the weekend instead of going up to my mom's because of Sports Fest. And so if you went to a basketball game, you got points for your residential college. So that was the game I went to, and it was a really good game.
Matt, what was your?
It was when we played. It was when we played because they played here. We played like in a little like it was like a 4-team tournament or something at Cal State Fullerton. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was the year after the 2013 season.
The down year.
We played Cal State Fullerton, and then we played. I think we played. Like George Washington.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
We
played George Washington.
We lost to them.
We lost to George Washington overtime.
Yeah,
and then survived against Fullerton.
Yeah,
and then beat Arizona State. That was the three games.
Oh yeah, it was three games. I went to the first. Wait, I'm trying to remember the dates now. I went to like two of them, I think. I don't remember.
It was Thursday, November 28th, Friday, November 29th.
We lost to UCF before
Sunday,
that.
Sunday, December 1st.
I saw I was at the George Washington game. And then
you know what? You were probably at the first two because they went to
a
different
gym. In overtime, we lost to George Washington.
Because the third one was in the Honda Center, so you probably didn't go to that.
No, I didn't go to that one. Yeah, it was at Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, so there were two games there.
That's so funny.
Man, that was
a rough year.
That's random. I'm actually trying to think, did I ever go to a game before I was – I must have gone with my brother at some point. I don't know. We lived in Miami, so I might have – like, I remember my first football game was when I was, like, in middle school because we're local. I don't think how many I'm sure I went with my brother to a basketball game before. I was on campus, but I don't remember.
Vince, do you have any an honorable mention?
I didn't have a list.
Oh.
I winged it. That was all from memory, man. That was all from memory.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to look up the actual dates and scores, but
yeah, I that's true. I don't know any of the scores of the games I talked about. I mean,
there's
a bunch of on. I mean, the 2013 season was just like magic. There's a bunch from Reggie Johnson against NC State. That game was like a heavyweight fight. I remember.
I fell over the coffee table.
I think that was the game, because obviously I live here, and I lived here then too. Actually, I just moved here a few years before that. That game was one they put on like regional television, and we got a different game here, so I had to watch on a bootleg, like a legal internet stream, even though it was on CBS. I kept skipping.
I remember so frustrated during that game, because we played like shit. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
And then we couldn't do like tournament games, but our ACC conference tournament final win against UNC was a really fun game.
That was. They came out on fire and dropped bombs on us.
Was it? What was the one? The Elite Eight season. Was it against Boston College with like the full court pass
from Charlie? The buzzer beater.
That was awesome.
Without which, by the way, might not have made the tournament.
Yeah.
I won $100 that year because my mom's boyfriend's a USC grad, so we bet $100 on that first round game. So that was a good bet.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I was expecting us to make the Elite Eight. I was just happy to get past the first round and win $100. I never saw us getting, as we barely made the tournament. I never saw that coming in a million years.
No, that one. I thought Auburn was going to just beat us, to be honest. I thought we could beat USC, but I didn't think we'd beat Auburn. We beat the shit out of them.
I wasn't worried about Auburn.
I was more worried about that Sweet 16 game because at that point we had never been to the Elite Eight before, and I was like, please, please. And then Nate text messaged me. He's like, oh my God. He's like, we're like, we deserve this. It's been so many years of like mediocrity. Hey. What happened? Oh, he's watching.
Go Luca.
So. Sloppy with the ball, man.
Luca. Anything else before we move into our final segment?
Well, I will say that's a testament to Coach L that we have won so many fun games in the time he's been here. Like, we're forgetting massive games that in a vacuum would have been like, that's the best game I've ever seen. But there's so many they've run together. Like, we've beat Duke and UNC so consistently.
That game.
It's unimaginable.
Miami, that game at Miami when Duke was ranked one and we blew them out. Was like the most insane experience being in that building that night and being in general admission. And like, I remember at halftime, we were up like 20 and I was just like, is this real? Like, are we going to blow this? Because that's what you expect, you know? That was so much. That's one of the most fun games, probably the most fun game I ever went to. And I've been to a lot of Canes basketball games, but that was just insane.
Yeah, no, but I mean, we've done like so much winning under him that, you know, it all runs together in a little bit.
And we have one down year and people want to fire him. I just don't understand.
I mean, even the Lonnie Walker year, Matt, you mentioned the Louisville game. Remember the Virginia Tech game? He hit that shot at the end of the game to win it, the last regular season game.
It was like the step back
one. Yeah, there's so many like of these moments that, you know, for the previous, before Coach L would have been like, wow. And they just run together. That's what he's done to the
program. Earlier that year, we had lost like FGCU, and I was like, what the hell? And then we just like went on a run of wins, and like all of a sudden, we were like 4-0 in the ACC, 5-0.
Well, then FGCU was actually good too.
They like, made the tournament, yeah.
Well, they made a run, they made it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
But I just remember like we won the ACC tournament, and I was just like, oh my God, like we're going to go far in the tournament. And then Shane Larkin got food poisoning. And then I was sad at Sports Grill. All right, Vish is going to go watch the Mavs game.
Do you remember we almost won the NIT and they called a bullshit foul call on a jumper?
I watched the game with the rat.
We almost got hardware from a consolation tournament. And we were like, that's as good as we're ever going to get, man. We almost won a tournament. It's not the real world, but the most surreal, though, was like, because obviously, like, I changed planes and flew through Chicago to watch us play Kansas. And I fully expect us to lose by like 20. But I'm like, you know what? We're never going to make it this far. Obviously, I was wrong, but I was talking to my brother because we were all at a wedding together. And I'm like, look, we've never made this far in my lifetime. We're probably not going to again. I gotta go. And then never did I expect to be winning at halftime. And I'm like,
against Kansas?
Yeah, like we're half away from doing this. Like, what is this? That obviously
and then it was like
the bottom fell out, and I'm like, okay, that's more what I expected to happen in this.
The Final Four brought this together. Kings making the Final Four is the reason why this podcast exists.
It would still be me talking to camera by myself, and Matt, if he sees me go live, be like, let me in.
If anybody's still watching this and is a football season ticket holder, the place to be is going to be the green lot this season. That's where Buckets will be tailgating. Shall we move into final thoughts?
Unless we got any more on this. Just again, shout out to Coach L. A lot of great memories.
Thank you, Coach.
So there is two things I was debating that I wanted to talk about, but I got into a heated debate the other day, and it was in regards to crumble cookies. If you like crumble cookies, I'm sorry that you have poor taste buds. Crumble cookies are fucking disgusting. They're overly sweet. They're literally made from like box cake mix. I mean, they're terrible. They have these weird artificial flavors, not good, bad texture, just god awful cookies that have like 1,000 calories in them. So I mean, if you're looking for like, you know, trying to, you know, eat exactly 2,000 calories, just eat two crumble cookies. I mean, you'll hate it, but you know, crumble cookies are terrible. Anyone that thinks they're good, I am judging you. Melissa, go ahead.
Cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.